DW.
The air is filled with the chirping of birds. It is perfumed with the freshness of spring from the flowers and trees dotting the land. Kaho Monghai and I are perched on camp chairs not far from his apiary, which is located on a small farm near Crocodile Pools in southern Botswana. The scanty leafed tree in bloom towering above barely stops the noonday sun from scorching us. I'm speaking to the 29-year-old beekeeper who ventured into beekeeping after tasting honey for the first time during a high school trip, a taste that is growing among the people of Botswana. For Kaho Monghai, climate change challenges include bees living in search of cooler areas with better forage and water, the slowed building of bee populations because of delayed rains, and low honey production due to extreme heat. Not to mention the banded bee parrot, which is a type of parasitic wasp that thrives in scorching environments.
Since I started, I've lost over 50 colonies, and that's actually a lot when you look at the fact that I have 25 colonies currently. So I've lost more bees than I actually keep. Also, over the past 5 years, I've experienced a reduction in honey harvests, with 2017 being an awfully bad output in crop, and me only making around 6,000 pula in sales. But with 2018-2019, the period was much better.
Financial losses from earning as little as $600, Monghai reveals, almost led him to quit 3 times. However, he realized that if he was going to continue doing business, he had to counter the climate change impacts. So he found space to rent in this Crocodile Pools farm and migrated some of his bees here where forage is more plentiful. We are now dressed in white protective clothing. He is giving me a tour of the brown and white beehives dotting the apiary.
I moved none of my boxes from my home village of Ramatoa to this farm here in Crocodile Pools. They have better access to forage here, and I give them water using a chicken drinker, as surface water is scarce. This farm also has citrus trees and other plants, which the bees will benefit from in time.
With bees in decline for decades around the world, the trend in Botswana could be even worse. Though bee research is in its infancy, sub-Saharan countries like Botswana are literal hotspots for bee decline. This is due to climate change factors like heat waves and drought. And as global temperatures continue rising, experts are warning beekeepers to be wary of a potential increase in pests and disease outbreaks that are likely to increase bee deaths and further diminish honey output. Melusi Rampath, a senior lecturer at the Botswana University of Agriculture and Natural Resources, explains.
Bees and plants have a very strong symbiotic relationship, hence climate change can indirectly influence honeybees through its effects on their resource base, including flowering plants, pathogens, and predators. Life cycles between bees and flowers may also change, potentially disrupting the mutually beneficial relationship.
Rampart views high temperatures, shifting seasons, bushfires and droughts as the most pressing threats to bees in Botswana. In order for bees in desert and semi-arid regions like Botswana to survive, Rampart suggests planting indigenous trees that are adapted to harsh climatic conditions. And he has further ideas.
Beekeepers should consider modified hives with controlled environments. They should also be thinking of the assisted breeding of bees that can survive the changing climate, as is done with crops, plants, and other animals. The assisted migration of bees from the Far East to the southern parts of the country in line with changing patterns can also be done.
At the Ministry of Agriculture, Principal Technical Officer Boatamezi Dimeku shares Rampart's view that climate change affects different areas differently. Despite his COVID-19 mask and the large desk sitting across his office that ensures our social distance, his voice fills the air.
If you take those who are keeping bees in Khaburuni, for example, where people plant trees, they are watering, there are a lot of flowers, there is a lot of forage for bees all the time. But when you go to rural areas, you would really see the effect of climate change. And when it's hot and the bees are not protected, the combs can actually melt and drop down.
To save beekeeping in Botswana, The Ministry of Agriculture is currently working on a strategy to encourage in-house beekeeping across the country, including in rural areas.
Be careful, Mama, okay? They kick these ones. Put that one on the ground.
The government hopes to turn beekeeping from a hobby to a commercial endeavor, thereby ensuring the sector contributes more to GDP as the country is setting itself up to become more food secure. The potential of Botswana's beekeeping sector lies in the fact that there is a ready local market for honey. This is because the country imports 38,000 metric tons annually, which is more than half of its total demand. Over the years, honey has become more popular as a sweetener and flu remedy in the country. Beekeeping is not labor-intensive and requires little capital and minimal technology, making it attractive for farmers. That is if they can manage the challenges, including climate change. For DW from Gaborone, Botswana, I am Sharon Tsipa.
DW.